This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. According to the National Weather Service, its National Data Buoy Center, should you be curious, the winds off Virginia Beach, Virginia today are out of the east-northeast at 5 knots, gusting to 10 tomorrow and Saturday. That's of interest because there is news of the offshore wind economy. The Biden administration has approved another big wind farm set to be built off the coast of Virginia Beach, the fifth such commercial-scale project the administration has approved as it shoots to get 30 gigawatts of offshore wind energy up and running by 2030. All is not smooth sailing, though, if I can mix my metaphors. Financial and logistical challenges abound with these offshore projects even after they've gotten federal approval. Case in point, Ørsted, which is a major wind developer, said this week it's pulling out of two projects that it's been planning off the coast of New Jersey. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
When the pandemic started, Abe Silverman was about to redo his kitchen.
And you know what? When those prices started going up, we stepped back and the contractor stepped back.
Silverman at Columbia's Center on Global Energy Policy says that's effectively what happened with Ørsted pulling out of those two big wind projects off the coast of New Jersey. The company had bid on them before the pandemic and the war in Ukraine caused major supply chain issues, and before prices and interest rates started to rise. Now it's decided the math doesn't work anymore.
The problem is building these projects. They're very, very expensive. Almost all big clean energy projects are capital intensive.
David Victor at the University of California, San Diego, says building offshore wind projects in particular also takes a long time, which means a lot can change. This time around,
two things have changed. One is that siting has proved more challenging. Siting interconnection with the grid, that delays these projects. The other thing, much more important, is that interest rates have gone up.
And it's all just become much more expensive. But inflation, interest rates, and supply chain issues aside, Chris Olith at the Special Initiative on Offshore Wind says offshore wind is also just harder to build and connect to the grid than other renewables, at least right now.
And that is because offshore wind is a nascent industry here in the United States. It's still a relatively new technology, and therefore the supply chain is very new. The interconnection concepts are very new. We don't have a well-heeled permitting structure and regulatory regime.
Solar and onshore wind, meanwhile, have been around longer and have already worked through more of those growing pains. Abe Silverman at Columbia says he thinks offshore wind will, too, in time, and that the economic factors at play now won't always be a barrier.
I think there's a strong case to be made that this is a blip that will, you know, not necessarily dim the long-term prospects for offshore wind.
Partly, he says, because it will be hard for the U.S. to decarbonize without it. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.